It's Morgan State University Radio. Good morning, Baltimore. 7:34. Tyler B's got you covered on some Baltimore news you can use. And she's got your job posting of the day. Good morning, Tyler.
My bad. I got caught halfway through, like, fixing myself in the seat.
Not fixing yourself in the seat.
No, because you know you got to get comfortable before you start something as big as Baltimore news you can use.
Get yourself comfortable, you know? Auntie.
Okay. Good morning, Baltimore. I'm Tyler B, and I have some Baltimore news that you can use, and I have your job posting of the day, which you'll be able to find on our Instagram at GMBeMoreLove. That's GMBeMoreLove. I also have your job posting, like I said, and if you have news or a job posting, you can email us at GMBeMoreLove@gmail.com, or you can call up here to what's the new number, y'all? Ooh, 410-319. Let me see. Getting this
410-319-7258.
That's the ticket. Let's get right on into this story. Beginning October 18th, all 14,000 Baltimore City employees will either have to be fully vaccinated or tested weekly for COVID-19. The city's goal is to keep employees and residents protected against COVID-19. In Maryland so far this year, 95% of COVID deaths were unvaccinated people. Workers, including probationary, contractual, seasonal, part-time, temporary, firefighters, and police officers, were notified of the new policy yesterday through an internal memo sent by Shorter. The memo directs each employee to report their vaccination status by uploading proof and documentation into their online employee portal. For those not vaccinated, a positive weekly test would force them to miss 10 days of work, of using their own vacation or sick time. Ooh, Jesus, that just hurt my soul. The city is working to set up 21 free testing clinics for employees at work sites. And in a letter sent to Mayor Brenda Scott earlier this month, Baltimore Fire Officers Association President Joshua L. Fannin said any vaccine mandate would be subjected to collective bargaining. And in your job news today,
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Money
talk. Isn't it, Calvin?
I heard he got a job.
Is that right?
Well, it's about time he got himself together.
Okay, so once again, for your job news of the day, you can always go to our Instagram at GMBeMoreLove to see it. If you missed it on the air, it's cool. It'll be right there, I promise. So for all the sneakerheads out there, Fila USA is hiring for their Curtis Bay warehouse. They're recruiting for an equipment operator. You will be responsible for the safe and efficient operation of one to several pieces of equipment, including forklifts, order selectors, sit downs, turret trucks, counterbalances, and reach lifts. The equipment operator is responsible for safely, accurately, and efficiently moving, relocating, stacking, and counting products. The schedule is Sunday through Thursdays, 9 p.m. to 5 a.m., and the pay rate is $16 an hour with a shift differential of $1.50. You must be able to work overtime as required, cross-train in other various distribution center functions, assist in physical inventory by rotation of stock, maintain clean and neat, orderly work areas, work in safe, responsible manners, and to not intentionally injure oneself or endanger the well-being of others. Participate as a team member, able to stand and walk for up to 8 hours, carry up to 50 pounds, work in a warehouse environment. And you must have a GED or high school diploma and a minimum of 6 months of prior operator experience preferred. I'm Tyler B. You're you. The gang is all here, and it's a little nasty outside, but that was some Baltimore news you can use.
If you have news we can use, call us up, 410-319-8888.
Thank you so much, Tyler B. I mean, I almost thought you were going to say you got to be able to chew gum and walk at the same time.
You know, I don't. If that was one of the requirements, I don't think I could get it.
Sound like you got to walk on water, too, while you're right.
Got to know how to make a perfect sandwich.
Support for WEAA Traffic and MTA Report is provided by Dell. More information available at 877-AXE-DELL. That's 877-AXE-DELL. Let's have our first look at Beltway and MTA traffic.
We have an accident in the city on White Avenue east of Beller Road near Kayvon Avenue. Where you want to exercise some caution.